Valley Movers, Kevin speaking.
Hi, Kevin. It's Tina from Local Splash. I'm sorry that she couldn't, I think she hit a glitch trying to transfer the call, right?
Okay, no worries. I'm just here trying to pay. Unless you guys don't want to take my money.
Hey, I'll never say no to a man when he wants me to take money.
right?
You should know better than that.
That was a good one. That was a nice try.
I know, exactly. So, but I do have your billing in front of me because she sent the account. So my only question is the 4517 North Winery still the billing address on the new card?
Correct.
It's a new card.
I just have a new card, I believe. It's the old card there. That's why you're...
Probably that's the case. No problem. I'll update it for you. So is the new card also a Visa?
Yes, it's going to be a Visa.
Okay, so I'm ready whenever you are.
4815 8810.
Okay.
1872.
Got it.
0623.
0623. Okay. Expiration?
It is 0829.
8 of 29, and the code?
746.
746. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. So it said suspected fraud. So it might be that you're going to get a text from your credit card company or your bank just saying, hey, Local Splash is trying to process 249. And then once you agree to it, it'll let me process it again.
See, that's the thing with this. Let's see here. I don't know why I don't get notifications on it. Oh, here it is. Came a little bit late.
It did? Okay, good. I know it's nice that the banks do that, but sometimes I get upset by it because I'm like, hey, it's my money. I should be able to spend it the way I want, you know, but.
Right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's good because there's a lot of little, you know, the 7-Elevens that you go and then, bam, they steal all your information. And then in New York, they have a new charge. Like, what?
And you never know. Exactly. Yep. That's why I say I'm thankful for it, but I had to check myself a couple times because I remember once I was at this restaurant depot buying like $500 worth of food for my daughter's graduation, and the bank was blocking my card, and I was so frustrated, and I didn't get an automated, so I had to call the bank, and then I was on hold, and that's where I was like, wait a minute, it's my money. I should be able to spend it the way I want.
Yeah, but, you know what? That happened to me once, and everyone was looking at me weird, like, oh, this guy's broke. I'm like, no, I'm not broke, I swear.
Exactly. I shouldn't have to ask the bank if it's okay to go spend $500 on food, you know?
But I think I should have gone through, right?
Okay. Well, I was waiting for you to tell me that you accepted it, so let me try it again.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I didn't want to try it until you were ready.
Perfect. Indicate we have already heard of your regarding. Okay.
Okay, I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Kevin. And I enjoyed talking to you. So have a nice weekend coming up, too. Okay?
You as well. Thank you. Oh, you know what? I have a couple questions.
Yes.
Can you get transfer me
sure.
to somebody about my account? I have a couple questions on that.
Of course. What questions do you have? Maybe I can help you.
I have for my Google account, because it's already got approved, so it's up and running.
Okay.
I need them to go ahead learn about more about advertising. I want to go ahead and advertise my page on Google,
okay.
The Google Ads.
Okay.
And also just go ahead and make my page stand out more. Maybe I need to go ahead and add more pictures or, you know, the hours. I don't know how you guys do it. Maybe, you know, I just need a little bit more of a breakdown through that.
Okay. So your program includes the local map optimization on Google, which is the first page on the maps, and it includes Facebook ads. So if you wanted to add the Google paid ads on top of it, we could do it. But if you're wanting to kind of spruce up the Google listing and make it stand out more, I can show you how to go on the dashboard and upload some more pictures or content that we would upload to the, you know, not only to the website, but also to the Google page. Now, if you don't have content, you can just tell us and I can let that department know to just use stock photos. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Another question is when I hear on my profile, I'm not officially the owner. You guys put me as a manager who handles my own page. So if can you guys do it the other way? I'm the manager. I mean, I'm the owner and you guys manage my
page. Absolutely. Yep, yep. I can't do it, but the verification department can do it. So let me send them a message right now while we're on the phone.
I appreciate it.
Just make sure. Yeah, no problem. Because it should be you as the owner anyway. I don't know how that happened. It probably was just a glitch. But you're the owner while you work with us. Local Splash is the manager. If you ever stop working with us, that page still belongs to you. You know what I mean? So you should be the owner of it. So let me just make sure that I'm asking the verification department to make that. Now, do you have content that you want us to spruce it up with, or would you prefer that we use the stock photos?
No, you know what? I have a lot of pictures. I'm a little bit familiar with how to use Google. I do see an ad here for claim your credit for $1,500. Is that, how does that work? Do you know, do you have any knowledge in that?
I don't, but I can ask them when I'm doing this if they, one of them could take the call or call you back because they're in the verification department. So
no
client
worries.
Wants you to make him the owner and make Local Splash manager. Can you fix that? Also has a question on a credit available on Google business page. Can you take the call? Okay, I'll see what they say. It might take them, you know, 90 seconds or 2 minutes to respond to that. But in the meantime, what I want you to do that will also make your Google business page stand out is to work on getting some more five-star reviews on it. So what I'll do right now is I'll compose a review generator email, and it will help you get that five-star rating on it where it will, you know, have your Google business profile on it. It'll say, thank you for using Valley Movers Enterprise. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, okay? I don't see the Google business profile, though. I wonder if it really, if it's verified and it just didn't get published yet. But actually,
it's already published. Because I see it here, and I searched it up on Google. You know how you can search up? I searched it up, and it's live.
Okay. Did you just do that today, or?
Yeah, I just looked it up right now as we were speaking, just to kind of see it. And then it has a little check mark. I went on Google, searched up the company, and it says there. And it's, right now it says performance, 50 searches so far.
Okay. I'm just trying to find it here, too, because I put in your actual business name, and I didn't see it. Valley Movers Enterprise, Fresno, California. Let me try if I do.
Maybe because it's, like, towards the middle. It doesn't pop up one of the first ones. It's just, it's like you have to scroll a little bit down, and you'll see it there.
Yeah, because there's a Valley Inc., a Valley Transportation, Valley Moving and Storage. I see there's Yeah.
You know what? That's so funny when you put that. Yeah, you're right. When you put Valley Movers Enterprise, it doesn't pop up. But when you put Junk Removal Fresno, it will actually pop up there.
How funny. So yours is popping up for a keyword rather than for your business name, which is usually the opposite. So that's funny. Junk Removal Fresno. Let me look.
It's actually pretty good because I want people to find me like this through the junk removal.
Exactly. So let me just make sure. April, she's in our verification department. She's checking. Okay, she made you the owner and Local Splash is the manager. So if you refresh your page, you should be able to see that. I'll ask if she can compose and send the reviews email then.
Perfect. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. I'm happy that I'm able to help you. I'm asking her to call you about that credit.
You know what's so funny? I can't find my page anymore.
Oh, you can't? Maybe because she just made that revision. It'll probably take a couple of minutes, but let's see.
Oh, that's right, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but usually with the ads, so if I pay you guys for the ads, you know how if I put junk removal, I believe someone is advertising here and it's just sponsored. CMW Enterprise.
Yeah.
There's two sponsors. So let's say I do get the reviews and everything. Let's say I do sponsor. Is it them that are going to show up first just because of the reviews, or how does that sponsor work?
The sponsored are the pay-per-click ads. So our minimum requirement to run the Google ads is 300 a month, and we set a daily budget at somewhere around $9 a day. And that intention is to make sure that 300 lasts throughout the whole month and you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. So each morning your ad would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, so let's say, for example, you have, you know, a $9 a day budget and the pay-per-click rate is $1, after 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So that's how that works.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, so, and then once you exceed it, then your listing will, you know, come off for the day and it starts again fresh the next morning, and that prevents you from getting an unexpected bill. But I'm sorry, you had another question about it?
Yes. Okay, so those people, let's say I'm searching junk removal, right? And the first people that say sponsor, is that through Google Guaranteed or is that through the click?
The sponsored is through the pay-per-click. The Google Guaranteed are the companies that have the green check mark next to their name. And I see Junk King Fresno and Top Junk. They're Google Guaranteed companies. So what that is that's a pay-per-lead program that Google has rolled out. So
they basically, whichever one, so it basically is, They'll charge you as long as someone clicks on it and calls you, right? They start charging you?
Yes. So how it works, if you've ever tried like a lead program, those guys will, you know, send you a lead and they charge you no matter what, you know, even if it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category. But with Google Guaranteed, they monitor it and they only charge you if it's an actual lead, like someone that's needing a quote or calls you for pricing or something like that. And the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is in order to be in that section, you have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. So with that being said, that background check process takes anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. Once you're approved, the pay-per-lead rate, and I'm just looking it up for you now, so just bear with me because I have to see what the pricing on it would be.
I have a quick question in between that because it's the same thing. In California, there is no license required for junk removing. But it is require just insurance and the typical city business license.
All you need, because I clicked on the ones that are already Google guaranteed, and it says background check and insured, meets or exceeds state requirements for business insurance. So you're right. It doesn't say that their license was required for this. So that's good. If that's what's required in your state, then that's what the only thing that you would have to worry about. Okay. Yeah, so that's perfect. And then let me just see here. Lead pricing tool. And then you are in Fresno. Give me the zip code one more time, please.
It's 93726.
93726. Okay. So, all we charge in order to do the Google Guaranteed program is the one-time non-refundable application fee, which is $250. Once you pass the background check, then the leads would run $54.67 each. Now, the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is twofold. Number one, you're only charged for the lead if it actually pans out, or I mean, not pans out, but it actually is a valid lead. But secondly, because you've passed that background check, Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So let's say somewhere along the line, you come across a disgruntled client, and after you've done a ton of work for them, they want their money back. What would happen is Google would intervene and they would refund the client up to $2,000 if that's a valid claim. So you get that insurance on it too. Okay.
Now,
once you pass the background check 4 to 8 weeks from now, and the reason we say 4 to 8 weeks is that's the general time frame, but Google Guaranteed is a newer program, so we're knocking them out much sooner, more closer to the 4 week mark. But once it's passed, it's a minimum of 13 leads in order, a bucket, like so to speak, of 13 leads in order to start that campaign. So it would run around $713 to start the campaign. Now, that 713 bucket, it works as an escrow account. So let's say you start the campaign and you take on 10 leads and you don't use the full 13. So the next month you just have to pay for the 10 leads to replenish the bucket. You don't have to pay the whole 713. So, you know, that's how that Google Guaranteed program works.
Oh, I see. So for the Google ads, for the Google, you see how some tags show so if I look up junk removal, it'll put me under that category, right? Junk removal? Since it is in the name for moving, is there possible we can actually add moving on that, or is Google going to ask for a license for the moving?
Not sure. I think that might require a different category. So let's just type in movers in Fresno and see if the companies that are Google guaranteed what it says they had to pass.
No, not for the guarantee, just for Google, just regular Google. Just for
just for regular. Oh, just for the Google listing that you already have now, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I would suggest add moving, to the services that you offer on your website and everything. But if you tinker around too much with the, keywords on the Google business page, it might hurt your rankings, because here's why. when somebody types in junk removal near me, Google sends out millions and millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. Because your keywords are all heavy in that category, you'll rank very quickly, right? But for the ones that say, hey, I also do, you know, I had a painter once that said, oh, I also do car detailing and pressure washing, and he wanted to add all of these conflicting keywords to his listing. And I told him, you know, the short answer is yes, we can do it. But when Google sends the web crawlers out, they don't know, is he an expert painter, or is he a pressure washer, or is he a car detailer? You know, what does he actually do?
Yeah.
And sometimes that listing gets bypassed, you know?
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah. Plus, you know, movers is in your name too. So I think most people would understand that that's a service that you also offer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing, because they're gonna see us in junk, and they're gonna see movers, and okay, well, this guy does moving and he does junk, right?
Exactly. So, do you want the verification department to still call you about that credit? Because she said she thought it might be a credit for Google Ads, but she said she didn't see it on there. But she did send you an email to help you start working on getting some 5-star ratings on the Google listing. So you can refer to her email, and that will help you to start, you know, that process, because that'll make your page stand out too.
Okay. And then, you recommend me just to, not deleting, but clearing all the cookies for, and then researching everything up again on my name on Google?
Well, you just said that you couldn't find it a minute ago, and that was because of the change. So I think if you just refresh, it should be showing now, because I saw it now at, now that she changed it. I didn't see it before, but I can see it now.
Should I just look up junk removal service?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, just like you did before.
And then all the ones that are at the bottom with no pictures, that's because they don't have pictures, or because I'm seeing them. You know how Google, you search up Google on like Safari, it shows up like the first five with pictures, and then the last of them, they just start going with no pictures.
Oh, that's just because some business profiles, they have the pictures added, and then Google wants to, you know, kind of verify it before the photos get published. Some other people start the Google business profile, and they don't even put photos on there. And I don't know why they don't, because everybody has an option to, and it adds to credibility, right? But some people just choose to, you know, take the quick way out and just, you know, go on there and create the Google business page and get it verified, and they never go back and put pictures on it.
Well, I do have here, I can't find it, but I'll probably just search it up. I'm pretty sure I'll find it here somewhere.
Okay. Okay. You got it. So, do you want me to see if maybe that department can call you later, or do you think that you could figure it out yourself? Because I don't mind sending a message over to them to call you.
Yeah, if you don't mind just giving them a call so they can give me a call, that'll be
okay.
That'll be awesome.
You got it. So I'm letting April know to call you when she has a moment. So she'll call, and she's in that department, so she'll be able to pick up where I'm leaving off, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great weekend coming up too, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.